This is definitely an 18 and over podcast. Anna. Ugh. Just start the show already. Are you singing, Anna?
I know, yeah. It's growing on me. Although I said we should get another song, too.
Well, we're back. Anna,
ooh, yeah.
The Sensational Unicorn live in San Francisco.
Yep, Pride Edition.
Pride Edition, I like it. Well, getting here, Anna, this was quite a journey.
Oh, it was definitely a rough one. I'm still recovering from, yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you how it went. About two months ago, I planned to come here. We were very excited, right?
We're going to go to Palm Springs first.
Exactly. Almost went to Sea Mountain. Decided to come here. We were very excited.
Mm-hmm.
We drove down here, trying to park our cars. Hard to find parking, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's like $500.
Yeah, $500 a day to park. We finally find a place. Then we say, let's go eat, right?
Yeah.
And we can't get any transportations. There's no Ubers. There's no taxis. That takes how long? A couple hours?
5 hours.
Two, 3 hours to find a place to eat. Half the places we used to go are closed down because of COVID.
And then we had a bad experience eating.
So then we decided.
Stop complaining. We're complaining.
Then we went to a really nice restaurant. And Anna, what happened there at the restaurant for you?
Well, I wanted oysters. So we went there. It's popular. On the wharf.
Yeah.
I was on the wharf. And then. The very first thing, after all of this debacle,
yes,
he spills water all over me. I think he was distracted by my outfit.
I think so too. So it was a crash times a crash and a crash.
And then here we are.
Yes. And here we are. Still. So we get to our room and we're like, should we just hang out? Should we not go out tonight?
Well, heck no.
And you go, no, we're going out, right?
That's why we came here.
So we went to the Power Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Where
do we start with the Power Exchange, Anna?
Breaking news.
This is the Power Exchange and update.
Well, let's just start with going in. I talked you into buying a membership.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately I bought a membership, which I wasn't planning on buying.
You know, whatever.
But let's first talk.
It's not that bad, actually. No. After two visits, you make your money back. Yeah.
So let's talk about how great the Power Exchange was first.
Met
the owner's son. They definitely have revamped the place.
Oh, yeah. Big difference from the last time I was there last year.
The security in the place was epic.
Yeah. Especially if you're a girl, just having that extra eye for people and asking if they would ask if certain people asked for consent just to even touch you or come into your area.
Yeah. So let's just get to the meat that everybody wants to hear. So you had said to me, our previous episode, hey, I don't know if we're going to play in that. Let's just go have a little fun.
I always say that. If I say, I'm really not sure if I'm even in the mood to play tonight.
Yeah.
And then what do I do?
Let's just get into what happened.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
There was definitely a train coming.
Choo-choo.
And the Anna train was going.
The Anna train was going, for sure. Lots of people enjoyed the Anna train.
So let's just say first.
Some people.
We had a very nice guy introduce himself first. Very sweet, right?
Oh, yes. Tony.
Tony.
Our Tony man. Met yeah. us down by the glory hole.
Yes.
By it, not in it, but by it. He's very nice. Respectful.
And we went into the glory hole.
The three lined up ones. The one with three holes.
Yes.
Ooh.
And you did a little cross-country skiing in there.
Yeah. First time ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Cross-cut, yeah. I'd never done it before.
What'd you think, fun?
You get a good workout.
There was a very nice gay gentleman that you were kind of saying, hey, take this one. Take this one.
We trade these, yeah.
That was kind of fun. So then we walked around, and the level of men following us was gathering by...
Dozens.
Dozens at the time.
Dozens.
So you decided you want to dance, right?
Yes, and they have several stripper poles. Oh, and there's one in the couples area, and then there's one on the main stage, which was fun. I got to pretend to be a stripper.
And everybody was very nice.
Yeah.
So let's just get to the meat, Anna. Well, literally, there was meat.
Well, what do you mean the meat?
Well,
the meat. The choo-choo?
The choo-choo. So How did that go down? So we said, let's go over to the group bed, right?
Yeah, like I wanted to change it up a little bit because everybody was just hanging out in front of the stage while we were sitting in chairs. So, I mean, there's a big main room with a main stage. What is it called? Can't my head again here, but like what's the little cross thing, the little
St. Andrew's cross?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So there's that on the stage, and then the stripper pool, and there's like a viewing area, like a little loft area upstairs
for couples,
but though also that whole line, like the hallway of viewing area too, yeah. So everybody's looking down into the main room, at least for this one, and so we were in one of the beds. And I said, come on, Tony. And then there's Ray. There's Daniel. Doggo. There's all kinds of people that I remember.
And then,
Our Travis Scott times
Travis
two.
Travis Scott was there and his twin brother.
yeah. These twins look like Travis Scott.
And then a very nice female joined
Morgan.
Us.
Morgan.
No, not Morgan. I'm talking about our referee girl.
Who's oh.
She came in.
Oh, and I liked Morgan.
I know. We'll talk about Morgan. So our girl who was basically the referee controlling people coming in, coming out, volunteered. And she was
super
taking
sweet.
It serious, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She was like an NFL referee. I expect her to start throwing flags if we...
She knew the assignment there for sure.
So you ran... How many guys do you think you ran through there?
I don't know.
I think we said you lost count.
Nine,
and plus cross country skiing down below. Let's talk about Morgan.
Morgan, beautiful, beautiful young lady. She's probably like 22.
Yep.
Yeah. She and I played.
It's pretty hot.
Oh yeah, she was hot.
Yeah, you both took turns.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super hot. The guys watching, I thought their heads were going to explode.
Something exploded on some of them, right?
It literally did.
I was like, ooh, Morgan.
So
I thought I didn't get her number. She's adorable.
Totally. So I can officially say we closed down the club, correct?
We did?
Yes. The club closed at 4 a.m. We walked out.
Oh, yeah.
Then
we did.
Then we were, I would say we had a little...
Oh, we got like a bunch of free t-shirts.
They give us a lot of free t-shirts. Free entries.
We should do a little raffle.
Yeah. And then we're pretty drunk still. And
I am not.
Well, I was. And then we walked down the Tenderloin.
Oh, you mean last night when
we walked down
home,
the Tenderloin at about 4:15 in the morning.
You know.
Probably not the safest thing to do in San Francisco.
You know what? Everybody was very, very nice last night, actually. Except that one random guy, but that wasn't even at the middle of the night. Remember that guy was yelling at us on his bike?
Oh, yeah. The one that said, oh,
something about glasses.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. Besides that, but overall, a great night. Today is Pride Parade, which we are heading to now. Anna, what are you doing at the parade?
What am I doing?
What are you wearing?
Because it's the first Pride after COVID, I made a rainbow mask top, like halter top.
So we will put a picture on the Instagram what that's going to look like.
Yep. Out of all these rhinestone masks that I have. I mean, what else am I going to do with these right now, right?
Exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. You're going to get dressed. We're going to hit the Pride Parade.
Hit the road, Jack.
And then we're going to come back and do a recap of the Pride weekend, okay?
Yes. Hit the road, Ryan.
So we'll be right back with more of the Sensational Unicorn right after this.
Yay, sensational.
Welcome back to the TSU. Well, I'm going to try to give you a play-by-play what's going on. We're on the street. The parade is going on. Anna just took off her top with the mask. People are looking. It seems to be very successful at this time. Anna is now running down the street with a pride flag. The cool thing about this parade is there's so many people. My guess is there's probably a million people here. This parade probably goes for 5 hours, which is amazing to me. All different types of groups, corporations, sorry, Anna just rode past me again looking kind of crazy. It's amazing. Bands, young kids, police officers, city officials. It's really just amazing. And there's a random naked man just walking past me now. Okay, we're back. Anna is now pounding a Truly right now. Apparently, security guard said we cannot bring in any alcohol from the outside. Now, Anna is giving away our swag to a little 2-year-old boy who is scared. Anna seems super happy, and the little boy is super happy too. Okay, this is good. Anna is super obsessed with an IKEA bag they're giving away. We can't find it anywhere. She's going a little crazy. However, there is a 7-Eleven Slurpee giveaway, so she doesn't know if she wants that or the 7-Eleven Slurpee. Okay, now we're at the women's stage. It's going crazy. There are some bigger girls dancing that are killing the crowd right now. Anna is trying to figure out how to get on stage, but she can't. Anna.
Ryan. What?
Did you get a little rest after Pride for a day?
Barely.
Me too. I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of dragging. You know, I listened back to our first segment, and there's a couple things we missed I wanted to touch on going into the second break.
Okay.
First, I wanted to talk about the alcohol.
What about the alcohol?
So before we went to the power exchange, we had trouble finding drinks. Did we not?
Yeah, this is true. Everything kept closing at 10, 11.
And Where did we go get our alcohol?
We went to the liquor store.
At some of the most sketchiest places in the Tenderloin.
The Tenderloin.
Not one, two, or three, or four places we went to.
Our loins were tender. Oh, at least mine were.
Because there was no alcohol in the power exchange.
Right.
So we had to go liquor up. But that was quite entertaining, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Second question. When we were in the power exchange and we were in the glory hole, mm-hmm. I forgot to tell you the story that as you were cross-country skiing a guy, I was talking to a...
I was working really hard.
I was talking to a lovely gay gentleman that was on his knees. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right, does it? And I was actually asking him how his day was. And it was kind of like,
how's my day going? Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And that was pretty entertaining.
Well, you know, I mean, he was willing to have a conversation.
The third story was, you were hungry on the way back at 4:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at where?
Carl's Jr.
Yes. And we ordered what? Chicken sandwich?
Western bacon cheeseburger.
And how much was that cheeseburger?
And crisscut fries.
How much?
All of that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like $35.
It was $19 a burger.
Yeah, it was like $34 total.
And the guard.
Two burgers, a fry, and one drink. One drink.
In the sketchy area. And by the way, the guard.
In the sketch.
Was sleeping.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you got to get a cat nap in, you know, here and there. Rest while you can.
So we had a couple of viewers write in last week and say they wanted to hear my story as a kid. You remember that? At the porn booth.
Mm-hmm.
You made fun saying it was the nickel porn booth because I'm older than you.
Nickel, penny, whatever.
So I'm going to tell the story real quick. So
You're getting out there.
When I was 19 years old, I went to San Francisco with my best friends. I'm going to say their names. Chris and Paul.
You're outing your friends.
Our plan was to go to the world's famous Mitchell Brothers. But we actually found some cheap alcohol, and we decided to hit up the quarter booths where you put money in and they roll up.
Quarters, sure they were. Mm-hmm.
And you put a quarter in and the window rolls up and you can watch your girls dance and the window goes back down. So, you know, back in those days, sounds like it's 40 years ago. It probably was 40 years ago. We were all wearing sweatsuits, by the way. And my friend Chris was wearing a black sweatsuit. I was wearing a white sweatsuit. You're probably wondering why I'm telling this story.
So you don't stain your sweatsuit?
Well, that's funny you said that.
Okay.
So we went into this one very big quarter booth place, very cool. And it was kind of like it looked like a barn. All the women stood behind like these rails and they would say what they would do. Like, oh, I'll give you a masturbation show. I'll give you an anal show. I'll fist myself. Yeah. And you would pay them $10 and then you would also pay for the window to go up and then those guys would jerk off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were young. We'd never experienced this, but this was great. So my friend Chris decided he was going to go in and wanted to see the anal girl. So we stood out there, we watched, we got done, and we didn't think much about it. So we were walking back 2 hours later, and Chris is like rubbing his face and rubbing his arm. And we're like, Chris, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know, something's weird on me. What we didn't notice was when Chris was watching the girl, my guess he was jerking off, frankly, he threw his sweat jacket on the ground, which was full of cum.
Oh my goodness.
So when we looked at Chris, his solid jacket was just splooge everywhere, including on his cheek. Yeah.
He got a little extra.
Yes.
Face cream.
So let's talk briefly. Let's wrap up our whole thing about Pride. The parade was epic.
Mm-hmm.
You did something very nice. Let's talk about that.
Well, I just saw a little kid and he was very scared. Like he was like scared and like very uneasy. Didn't know what the heck he was like going into. And I'm like, son, you don't know what you're going into. But no, I gave him a few of my little like pride swag things. Like he got this like ponytail thing that I had in my hair because he had long hair, and he got him a necklace, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. A little right. Rainbow necklace. And then his dad got one, I think.
Yep.
What else did he get? I thought he got something else.
I gave him our card too. He was sweet.
Oh,
so he has to wait a little while until he drives it. But overall, Pride was great. We did see some furries there.
Oh, so many. Yes. So many. So many of them. And they're all lovely and loving and just frolicking free.
It was great to see so many people, so much love, like we've seen before.
I mean, we saw some bear penis.
There was some bear penis, yes. And one lady actually said, is that real?
Yeah, I know. You took a picture of it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's real.
What's not a bad penis,
He was flying high, right?
What I think I saw that in the glory hole the night before with you.
Oh, okay. He was there. No, he wasn't. But yeah, no, he was, not only was he bear, but he was also saluting everyone that, yeah, passed by.
And there was a lot of people over Roe versus Wade going on there. So that was a big controversy going around. A lot of angry people, correct?
Mm-hmm. We got to go to the women's stage and see these beautiful ladies dancing, and I was like, I want to be up there. I want to learn how to dance. I don't know how to dance.
And once again, who was one of the more popular girls on that stage?
The thick girl. She was hot. She was good at it.
She was working it, wasn't she?
She was working it.
So,
and then they had great music too. I was surprised it wasn't as busy as it should be. I felt like it should have been busier.
But the parade was great. There was probably a couple million people in San Francisco around mm-hmm. that. Once again, the whole festivities were free in most areas.
Right. The donation was like $1 to $5 donation, and it wasn't like required to donate to go in, which I think is great because I feel like it provides the opportunity for people who do not have money to actually get to enjoy everything. But then I think that other people will over donate too. So I think people will give more money than necessary. So, to get in.
So for our future lifestyle friends, I would look down the road for the Folsom Street Fair coming up in late September.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up the Power Exchange the night before or that night of.
I think it's the night of. Is there? I mean, you could do either.
Yeah. And just make it a great weekend. Get a bunch of your friends, come down and try to support the lifestyle.
Stay through Monday.
Yeah. Make it a big party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. We'll come back right after this on The Sensational Unicorn and Anna. We're going to talk about your favorite subject. Any guesses?
Oh, I know. It's going to be cupcakes.
Nope.
Yes, cupcakes. Cream pie? Cream pie.
Well, there's a cream pie involved in this.
We'll be. You know, cream pie for cream pie.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the TSU, and Anna, that stands for...
Anal!
No, the sensation
of Anna
the
for anal. Anna for anal. Anna for anal. The sensational unicorn. TSU, the sensational unicorn.
Okay. So, Anna, we are going to hit your favorite subject right now, because I've had a lot of people write in about this about you. Any guesses what the subject is?
My big ass.
Anal.
Oh, anal. It had to do with an ass. I mean, that's true.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask some questions that people have wrote in. And I've had some people ask me questions about anal who've never done anal. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you just general questions and then we can go from there. Does that make sense? You're kind of driving this conversation since you're the butt girl. Okay.
Sir Ryan, sir. Yes.
Okay. First question. Is there a shower routine before you have anal?
I mean... Yes and no. There's a prep. I would say a prep routine for sure. I have a bidet.
Whoa.
In all of my bathrooms.
Okay. Another person asks, should you start with some type of training butt plug before you get into anal?
You can. I don't think you have to. Okay. It just depends on your partner too, because if your partner is like the size of your forearm, then sure, yeah, you probably should be practicing.
Well, that's going to be a question down the road. How do you prevent from hurting during anal? Any advice?
Lube, lubey, lube, lube, and take your time.
And any specific lube? What do you recommend? Anything?
No, just the basic, like a water based lubricant. I mean, you could do oils too. It just depends on like allergies or what, if you care for that. But oils can break down condoms if you're using condoms, so you probably don't want to. If you're using condoms, you just need to use like lube that's good for condoms.
And I've had several people ask me this: should lube go on the anus and the penis?
I mean, no, I would say that you need to keep one like dry and the other not, because I feel like you have more room for error for slipping. So I would say that it should just go on one or the other.
Okay.
Doesn't need to go on one specific, but I think whatever works for the inserter.
Okay. For the new person, should I look for the penis that fits my butthole is the question.
I mean, you're going to get used to it. Then what? You might need a, like, what is the word? You might need to trade up. It's like a cell phone. You're done with this one. Let's trade up.
What is the best position for the first time trying anal?
Ooh, I mean, doggy style. I feel like it's a good control for both people.
Okay.
And it's just you have to be careful about like depth, but yeah, like because the girl can kind of pull off if it's too much.
Okay. Is porn realistic what anal is like in real life? A lot of people have asked me that question.
No.
And how so?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it can be once you start enjoying yourself and you're used to it. You can get pretty raunchy and dirty. I mean, I don't know if many people privately, you know, put milk in their ass and squirt it out, but I mean, people doing porn, so, you know.
And how important is communication when you first try anal with your partner for the first time?
Oh, of course, 100% important. I mean, you both need to know, like, limits, maybe have a safe word, because it's can be painful.
So when you start off, do you suggest baby steps for people?
Yeah, I mean, like, you could always start with, like, a finger. Like, you could start off that way. Finger, two fingers, and then you can maybe try a toy, like a small toy you want. I mean, you can. It's really up to the person who's willing to take it, because, you know, the person receiving really is the one that's in control.
Do you remember your first anal situation? What was it like?
Well, really?
Yeah, what was it like?
Well, I don't know how much I can talk about it, but I was still living at home.
Okay.
And, my mom was at work. I remember that. And I invited a friend over and for my first time for anal, cause I was like super excited about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing that. I did pretty well. Like it took a little bit of finagling, and but I'd been like practicing before and on my own. And then we were in the living room doing it on the couch. And then, oh, wow, my mom came home early.
Oh, no. What was her reaction?
Oh, gosh. No, well, like, we were able to kind of like normalize the situation pretty quickly. And then I said, oh, this was just a maintenance person looking at the kitchen. Because there had been previously,
he was filling a leak, all right, wasn't he?
Well, he was definitely fixing something for sure.
The one question I've had a lot of people always ask me is, how do you handle an awkward situation of you pull out and there's something else on the penis?
I mean, if you're gonna stick it in a butt, just anticipate stuff being on it when you come out. Usually, most of the time, there isn't.
Right.
Most of the time, there isn't. But just know that, you know, you are digging around in an area that has that there. And you just have to understand that that's what's going to happen. I mean, if you're that freaked out, you can talk to your partner about like an enema or something like that prior to. But that's a lot of prep work. And also, that's very uncomfortable for the receiver, the one getting the enema. So, you know, if you're that scared, and that still doesn't, you know, promise that you're not going to have something on there when you are done, then don't do anal. Like, really, I mean, you're taking a risk no matter what. So
I've had several people tell me the worst thing you can do is overreact if that happens, because it really ruins that experience for future with people.
Oh, yeah.
So it's better just to excuse yourself, handle the situation, and don't say anything.
Well, just think of it this way. Like, the receiver might have stuff that they left in there if they didn't use a condom. And well, they get to enjoy that aftermath as well. So
So I actually went online and looked up some myths. Okay. About anal.
Myths.
Yeah. I thought I'd try.
Am I guessing if they're a myth?
No, I'm not going to say them to you, and I want to see your reaction to them. Okay.
Okay.
Some people say just in overall relationships and sex, no one has anal sex.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
Okay. Anal feels like pooping backwards.
No, but it's very intense pressure, and like you want to push things out. You don't, you're fighting against what's coming and being what you're receiving.
A lot of people say it's normal for anal to hurt. Is it enjoyable for you?
I think it's enjoyable. Yeah. There are times, depending on the partner, that it can be painful. If they're too long, they go too deep, it hurts for sure. Or they're really, really thick and you're getting stretched out too much.
What's the largest penis you've had in your anus? Come on. We've gone this
far. Didn't we talk about this? A different, like, one?
New viewers.
Well, one of my partners was 9.5 inches and he loved anal. However, we were never really able to get everything in, but
okay,
I'd say like 2/3.
Another myth people have said, you can tell me, because you came from the medical field, so that's why another thing to mention. Anal causes your bathroom routine to change. True or false?
True.
Really?
It does. Like, you could have anal and be constipated, and then if things happen, it can stimulate the need to actually finally go, and then you could go. If there are things left, like I was saying, if they come in you in your ass and you're constipated, it just adds to like lubricate. And what else? You could also, it can make things looser too and stimulate.
Here's one. Anal is less intimate than a vaginal.
I don't know about that, because it's such a, I feel like, a more sensitive topic, and like it's more, I think it's a little bit rougher in the sense of like how much more painful it could potentially be. I don't know. I think you need a lot of trust to be able to do it.
Okay. Some people ask me, if you do anal, will your partner not respect you anymore if you do it?
That's their fucking problem.
Whoa.
Seriously. Well, no, I'm just saying, it's like, I'm sorry, that's not my issue. That's their issue. If they want to not respect their partner after doing anal with them, that's silly. Like, I'm sorry, you have some things that you need to work through. I think so, because it's just an option for other stimulation.
Yeah.
And also, I squirt from anal, so I like it.
And cue sound effect. Okay. And, you know, I've always been told with anal, you know, once you're in the ass, never go back in for safety reasons.
Don't go back into the front. Yes. If you're with a girl, do not go vaginal after anal.
And what's the number one piece of advice you'd give somebody for wanting to try anal for the first time?
Go slow. Work your way up. You could always use a vibrator too on your clit if you're a girl. I mean, you can use a vibrator on a guy too, just as like a distracting method. for pain or anything like that, or discomfort. So that helps too.
Okay. So that's it. I thought we'd just jump into the subject a little.
Okay.
People have asked, and that's it.
They've asked.
Well, I think they want to know, we talked about anal a lot with you.
People have asked.
People have asked. Mm. So Anna, you know what we're going to do?
We're going to go have anal. No.
Oh, I thought I was going to get some action finally from you. No, we're going to take a break. Come right back with more of the sensational unicorn. Ooh. Right after this.
Oh my gosh. No.
Welcome back to the TSU, Anna, and it stands for, again,
the Sensational Unicorn.
Yes. Hey, first of all, we want to thank everybody who's been downloading the show, because we are kicking ass on the ratings. So make sure you subscribe to us, please, and rate us.
Pretty please with sugar on top.
Anna, let's talk about Power Exchange before we go to the break.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Power Exchange.
You briefly mentioned our friend Morgan, a lovely 22-year-old girl.
Yes. And she's so cute.
So tell me how that all went down real quick.
Well, you know, I was and she was watching my lovely show, and I think also she was watching when I was on stage too.
Yes, she was there, correct.
Her and a friend, or a new friend that she made. Mm-hmm. And then they were watching my show, and after that I saw her, and I was like, I looked at her, and I think I did like a little finger come here thing, and she's like, me? And then she, instead of like going around to the entry, she just like ducked underneath the like the little barrier thing, and like hopped in. And so we had a very nice, lovely time. She went down on me, and it was happy Anna, happy Pride weekend for me. And then she went down on me. I remember that, and started fingering me, which was good because I definitely came with that one. And then I went down on her, had to return the favor, sharing, caring, right?
Yep.
And that was pretty hot because she had like the cutest boobs. I like boobs.
You guys are pretty hot making out too.
Oh, yeah. Did we do that in the beginning or the end?
Both.
Oh,
man. Funny, I would remember that, huh? I was watching a lot.
Everybody was watching. I was just in it.
I never told you one of my weird stories. Funny, we didn't plan on this.
Did you make out with a man that night?
No. Aww. However.
Wanted to make out with you.
I bet they did. I was at one of our lifestyle clubs, and we've never talked about this story once. Hmm. And I knew this couple that was very sweet, very nice. They were from the Barrie, actually. And she had called me. We were kind of hanging out in a room playing a little. And she said she had a little fetish she would like to try with me.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. I'm going to let you guess what that fetish was.
I think I already know what it is.
What do you think it is?
It's the lady who liked to lick your teeth.
Yes. She asked me to open up my mouth, and she kind of spread it, and she would take her tongue and lick my teeth.
She just licked it.
You think about that? Have you ever had anything weird like that? Anything, I wouldn't call it weird, anything out of the common that you go,
That's really hard. I bet I have, but it's so difficult to like try to think about. Other than like guys who wanted to lick my eyeball. That was kind of interesting.
I should hook him up with my friend who likes to lick teeth.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And next, I liked the anal portions. Like sometimes, like the idea of enemas.
Okay.
That was a lot. That's a lot of prep. Enemas are a lot of prep.
It's a lot of work for me.
I have a bidet. I usually like using my bidet.
I usually take about 90 seconds and I'm done.
Oh. Wait, what are we talking here?
I'm just kidding with you. Like,
are we talking anal enemas? What are we talking here?
I'm still tired from Pride Week, frankly.
Yeah.
I had way too much vodka.
Yeah.
And the one thing we also drank a lot down there was Buzz Balls, those cheap. vodka balls.
Buzz balls.
It was freaking great though, man. I love
buzz balls and vodka. I mean, that's the way to go. Like for me, vodka all the way. But you know, I like all kinds of stuff. I like Tito's. I like New Amsterdam. Why not? It's cheap. It's easy. Like other things. But
you like. I like alcohol and you like anal. That's all
I
need
like
to know.
Vodka and I like anal.
Oh, you're scary on vodka.
Vodka and anal.
Vodka with you scary.
Vodka,
me.
Anal.
I don't know what to say.
I want to like sponsor some sort of vodka. Tito's, welcome. Da, 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 da.
Welcome to the sensational unicorn, Tito's.
Tito's edition. Woop, woop.
So before we end the show, I definitely want to thank Power Exchange again. For
yes,
having us.
Thank you so
we
much.
We will definitely
Exchange.
Come back. Please, please invite us back. We would love to come hang with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, as we close the show, I'm going to roll out some crazy music right now. Ready?
Oh my gosh.
Ready? A little hip hop for you, a little vibe for you. You like it?
Okay.
Tell people how you can reach us first.
Okay. So if you want to get a hold of us with email, you can email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com.
Stop. Okay. A little heavy metal, but do it sexy.
Oh, well, the next thing, if you really want to get a hold of me, I mean us, it would be on a phone via text. It would be 916-836-1336. Sex, six. Oh, six.
And what's our socials? To a little classical music?
Our Twitter is Sensational Uni. And our IG is the Sensational Unicorn Podcast.
And we're going to wrap up this show. So we will see you next week with this badass music.
Woo!
We will see you again.
Bye-bye.